Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in at this time. Covers the Pittsburgh Pirates for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jason Mackey, he joins us on our fan hotline, brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. Jason, good morning. How is everything?
Good morning, guys. Great to talk to you.
Great. You as well.
Yeah, great to talk to you as well. Lots to take away from the game. In Williamsport, lots to take away from Neil Huntington's comments on the Sunday show. But first, I want to get to something because we like to talk big form with you. You had a sit-down with Keona Kella. I think it's news to Keona Kella maybe that he has a bad reputation among some people. I found it an interesting conversation. Explain, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And one, we weren't sitting down, we were standing, but I think that's beside the point. And no, Kella is aware of his perception. He just doesn't agree with it. And I was sort of careful in how to get into this just because I wanted to frame it properly. And he kind of cut me off and said, like, no, I know what you mean. And, you know, I think his quote was something like, the perception that I'm a bad teammate and I don't agree with or whatever. And I will say this for Kella. For, you know, we heard about the issue, and then he admits that he threw, or the issue with Morales, I should say, and then he admits he throws at Dietrich's head. And there's a lot of interaction in the clubhouse between Kella and his teammates that it's just, we don't report on it, or there's really no need, because it's just human interaction. I mean, that would be like reporting on Brian Reynolds talking to Kevin Newman, I feel like. I mean, he is very much one of the guys, at least as far as our eyes can see. I think he's a really good guy. Do I think he is temperamental and can kind of has a short fuse, maybe I should say? Yeah. He probably shouldn't say that he threw at Derek Dietrich's head. I think he has a different way of playing the game and extracting justice than maybe Major League Baseball would like. But I don't think he's a jerk whatsoever.
How does Kyle Crick's interaction with Euclides Rojas play into all of this as well, Jason?
I don't know if it does, to be honest with you, Chris. And I was talking to some guys about this the other day, and they stunk. They went through a stretch where one player was, you know, describing the morale as like just beyond low, as it should be. You lose 24-28, people are going to be pissed. And, I mean, honestly, I said back to that player, if somebody hadn't gotten into some sort of dust-up, I would have been surprised. I mean, that's just the way these things go, and I'm not saying that stuff didn't happen. I'm not saying it's not warranted. I'm not saying, you know, Kyle Crick, per Rob Biertemple's article, probably wasn't acting a little petulant or stupid or whatever. You know, Crick denies it. They all deny it. But regardless, my point is that, I mean, tempers flare. I saw this in hockey. You know, there was a lot made of Mike Sullivan and Phil Kessel going back and forth, and yes, they did, and no, that was not the only time. When you have high-pressure athletics being played, or whatever you want to call it, people are going to get pissed.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Okay, then, in your reporting, is Rob Biertemple's reporting accurate, do you believe?
You know what? I don't want to get into that. I don't want to be looking like I'm slamming another report. I will say this because it's truthful and it's what was said to me and other reporters in the clubhouse. Pirates players were not the least bit happy with what Rob wrote. They were not, nor would I expect them to be, of course, but they disputed the accuracy of a lot of it. And Crick was one of them saying, you know, he didn't talk to us and whatever. But I will also say that if somebody, a story of that magnitude, when it comes out, if somebody denies it, it doesn't mean it's not true.
Let me follow it up with this.
Yeah.
Was Biertemple in the clubhouse Friday and or Saturday?
He was there neither day.
Okay. That is very important after you take somebody apart to show up.
They did not take kindly to him not being there, but it's also not my place to tell somebody else how to do their job.
I just think that the audience needs to know that for sake of transparency. 412-928-9370 is that number. Also follow us on Twitter at 937thefan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington and North Hills.
How did they take then, Jason, to, and you haven't had a chance to talk to anybody yet because the general manager's radio show was last night and everybody's gotten back late from Williamsport before they play the Nationals tonight. How do you think they will take to the GM essentially saying, well, we plan to be a 500 team and we got one of those eight out of 1,000 less than 1% simulations where we tanked for a month?
Yeah, I don't think they'd be buying what he's selling. Right or wrong, I mean, I don't think anybody in that clubhouse believes they're a 500 team. I don't know how you show up to work every day saying, yeah, I'd just like to be average. That's about what we think. We're average. So I think you're going to encounter some frustration there right away. But, you know, to explain this via some sort of simulation and some sort of statistical glitch, I don't think players are going to be buying that. You can ask them about it all day long. But I will give these players credit. I mean, they've played like crap during times of this losing streak, and there's no real way to explain it. But they also haven't run from it. You know, a lot of guys have said they needed to be better. They haven't always been, but they've been accountable, I think.
Well, here's the deal with the situation in the general manager and what he says. Not necessarily that I have a problem with, just that I look at. If you take Neil Huntington's comments at face value, he's admitting they were set up to be a 500 team this season. Obviously, there's a money issue. But some of the issue is because of his own inability to draft, develop, and also sign the right free agents. So the baseline he's working off of was partly made by him, Jason.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. But I also think it's sort of the wrong thing to say at that time that, you know, our goal was 500. Or, like, we went into this thing knowing we were a 500 team. I mean, because you can't tell me that they're not aware of projections. They don't run their own projections. It's not like they ran some sort of projection that had them with 96 wins. I mean, you're going to be around a 500 club. And they went into the season saying, okay, that's good enough, which means you went into this season saying, we know we're not going to compete for a playoff spot. And yet you go out publicly and say our goal is to win a World Series. That doesn't jibe. You know, that's the backhanded part of this thing that it's not, you know, we laugh about the projection and the statistical anomaly or whatever. I mean, you're getting at it, Colin, and I think you agree with me. You're going into this season saying 500 is good enough for what we have. And then, on top of it, you lose Jameson Taillon. You lose Francisco Cervelli. You're starting Montana DeRoppo and Michael Feliz as openers, and you don't really have a shot. And you don't have a shot when you're a 500 team, and yet your overarching message is we're going to win a World Series. No, it's not. You need to address something, even to get back to 500 with all they lost.
And moreover, he's pushing a comparison. I heard this multiple times last night, Jason, of this team to the 2012 team that collapsed in September rather than July, and then bounced back to win 94 games in 2013. But I look at this roster now that they have, and while Josh Bell's year was fun, or at least his first half was fun, and Brian Reynolds has been a great story, I don't see an Andrew McCutchen, a Neil Walker, a Pedro Alvarez, an A.J. Burnett walking through the door to prevent the to project the same kind of hope onto the 2020 season that fans would have had going into 2013.
Right, and I understand what Neil is saying. Like, I think what Neil is trying to say is that they do have reasons for optimism, and I'll agree with him there. I mean, look at Bell and Reynolds and Newman and some of the upside of these guys. Great. I mean, that's fantastic. But, one, I don't like comparisons to begin with. I just don't know how you can describe how they're going to go into 2020 and compare it to 8 years ago when half these guys were either in high school or middle school and come out with anything that anybody's going to be able to latch on to. But to Neil's point, to your point earlier, Chris, I mean, there are some things here. It's just going to be a matter of what they're willing to do, and it'll probably take us to another one of Neil's comments where he basically said that they're going to be looking for a Jay Happ, an Edinson Volquez, a Francisco Liriano, and I'm just not so sure that that's how you fix this rotation by getting one of those guys and hoping.
Well, that's the thing, and Jason Mackey joining us here, Fan Morning Show. If Mitch Keller isn't good, that whole plan's blown up.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of...
But, I mean, that's one of the big steps.
There's a lot of ways to blow that plan up, but yes, that's one of them.
And Mitch Keller, to this point, has not shown us that he's a capable major league pitcher. So they're working under the assumption that the Happ and the Volquez kind of thing one of the assumptions is that Mitch Keller's got to be a good major league pitcher, and we're not there yet.
I know, and I don't understand their evaluations of Mitch Keller. Like, again, to draw a Penguins parallel, like they consistently felt a way about Daniel Sprong. Like, whether or not you actually agreed with Mike Sullivan and what he felt, like, they did not deviate from how they felt about the guy. The Pirates one day don't think Mitch Keller can be in the major leagues. Like, they're resistant. He still has a lot of stuff to work on. He's not ready. Then, like, 3 days later, he's up here. And then three more days after that, he's in the rotation for 2020, and he's all of a sudden like some huge building block that, they have Mitch Keller, so they don't need to go out and sign a starting pitcher. It's like hyperspeed. I don't necessarily understand that. And what I was saying earlier, Colin, was, you know, look at their rotation. I mean, I'd love to think that Joe Musgrove can pitch and pitch effectively. Trevor Williams, same deal. Chris Archer, same deal. But, I mean, there's a lot of ifs there, a lot of ifs. And best case, I mean, are we counting on Steven Brault? What's been going on these last, you know, 11 starts? Is that going to transpire all over 2020? Even then, you're very thin. So to me, it's a depth issue. We're going down a very hypothetical road here, and you know, we're counting on something that Mitch Keller has not yet delivered.
Does anybody in the organization have any idea, Jason, that they can't try and get away with doing the same things they did 7-8 years ago, and that they've got to change the way they do things? Or do they still think they can get away with doing it the way they've always done it?
Do you mean with pitching specifically?
Just with the organization as a whole.
I mean
they show no inclination that they've picked up on the fact that baseball has changed and they have not changed with it.
I know. And I don't know if they can afford to change, to be honest with you. And I mean that in the truest sense of the word. I mean, home runs and strikeouts cost a lot of money. And if you're going to run a budget near the bottom of the league and you're going to miss on drafting and developing as much as they have, you're not going to do much. I mean, look at your small market teams. You know, they're hitting on drafting and developing. They're finding they're finding, you know, these diamonds in the rough and these cheaper, younger players, and the Pirates haven't done a good enough job of that, i.e. they're not the Tampa Bay Rays. You can go and spend the money and buy home runs and strikeouts, and that's great, and they're not going to do it. But changing to fit baseball's norm, there's been a lot of lip service that says that they need to reevaluate things and look at their processes and their drafting and development, and that's great. So we can point that out. But, I mean, you can't suddenly make Kevin Newman a home run hitter. Kevin Newman's a solid ball player, but you can't suddenly make Dario Agrizal a strikeout pitcher. It just doesn't work that way. So, I mean, you have to either get the horses or you have to start hitting on some of these younger guys, but that might not be a next year thing.
Jason Mackey. Jason, we thank you. We will chat again soon, and we'll see you around the ballpark soon.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good one.
Thanks,
okay,
Jay.
You too. Really good stuff from Jason, as always. We appreciate it. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.